It has just gone 12 minutes to 9 o'clock. Now, we have found out that the party funding bill, which is viewed as a step that will improve transparency in the murky world of party funding, has been signed by President Cyril Ramaphosa. In a statement today, in response to the signing, the ANC said it welcomed the move and said it has consistently supported the principle of regulating funding for political parties. We haven't seen the statement yet of the presidency. It's not on the website. The president is, of course, leading our delegation in Davos. So we are very grateful for the presidency spokesperson, Ms. Kusela Diko, who is on the line with us. Ms. Diko, can you just give us the details of what is contained in the statement regarding the president signing this bill?
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you so much for inviting us. Yes, indeed, you're correct. The presidency has not yet released a statement on this particular bill, and unfortunately, that's really just logistical issues. It will be going out, but basically confirming once again that the political party funding bill has been signed by President Ramaphosa. It will come into effect on a date to be proclaimed. And the reason for that date to be proclaimed is the consultations that the president still needs to undertake with the IEC as well as National Treasury. Mm-hmm. You'll understand and appreciate, Karima, that that bill imposes certain obligations, yes, on them just in terms of the funding of the represented political parties. Mm. So gauging their state of readiness, then the president will proclaim the effective date.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the date is critical because we are entering an election period. And there's many South Africans who've been watching the state capture inquiry, listening to people alleging that they paid government officials, union officials, government ministers, ANC leaders for tenders, contracts, paid for party stuff. All of this, of course, needs to be ventilated. People are going to be cross-examined. But it does paint quite a bleak picture. In Jacques Poe's book, he, for example, says that a known criminal, Mr. Mazzotti, who is a cigarette smuggler, gave the EFF its money to effectively register and contest the elections for the first time. So this is, of course, an urgent issue. Is there any idea in the presidency whether this the consultations will actually happen in such a way that it becomes effective for this election?
Yeah, Karima, you know, the president has taken a decision to prioritize this bill as well as the Electoral Laws Amendment Bill.
Yes.
Now, this political party funding bill is important because, as you rightly say, measures needed to be taken for us to ensure that we enhance transparency amongst our political parties, both intra-political party funding, which I think is something that we still need to look at going into the future, but specifically how our political parties are funded. You will know that the bill obviously makes a number of provisions. It, for example, prohibits foreign governments and foreign government agencies, yes, from funding our political parties, trying to deal with that effect. But on what you're talking about specifically, the likelihood is that the bill is going to be implemented in phases. Mm-hmm. The intention is to ensure that we enhance that transparency and those provisions that would not put a disproportionate burden, on the fiscus at this point, I think will be prioritized. So I'm sure in the next week or so, we would be giving an update in terms of how that phasing is going to happen. But we totally agree with you. The reason the president prioritized it is largely so we can deal with this issue of transparency and ensure that our democracy, we all understand what interests drive the political parties, and that those are put out there. But then the political parties themselves are able to report on that information, and we control any undue influence that may result.
Kusela, just for clarity's sake, my last understanding, and please correct me if I'm speaking under correction, I know that all the parties agreed to the bill, but the EFF opposed it. In terms of the procedure, is it a majority decision? Is that how the president got to that decision? So it doesn't really matter that one political party, the EFF, for example, opposed it.
If I'm not wrong, Karima, and I stand to be corrected, I think the Democratic Alliance had also opposed the bill.
Okay.
I know that during the period of the hearing, the governing party would have been the one, who was at the forefront, obviously a lot of the civil society organizations. But you remember that in terms of the rules of parliament, most of the bills are passed by a majority.
Yes.
So regardless of them having opposed it, it's gone through a thorough process of consultation. There has been public hearings. It's gone to the NCOP. So it has followed process that need to be followed. And I think it's really a shame that, in this day and age, and given the challenges that have come up, there would be anybody in South Africa who would want to stop this being opened up for transparency as it should be.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Section 10 of the Party Funding Bill states that no person or entity may deliver a donation to a member of a political party other than for political party purposes, and a member of a political party may only receive such a donation on behalf of the party. Now, this is, of course, really, really important, because we've seen, of course, especially in internal fights within parties, when different parties have leadership struggles going on, you have different business people backing different factions in parties. And this is, of course, not peculiar to the ANC. This happens across the political spectrum. How are you going to make sure that you are going to monitor this? What is the kind of architecture that's going to be put around this bill to actually make it effective, Kusela?
Well, Karima, you will know that the bill itself, it also sets out limits or disclosure limits, I think that call it, where for a certain amount, those need to be reported. But what it does also is to indicate what, firstly, money that comes from the representative political party fund may be used for, but that what then constitutes a donation to a political party for which they have to account. So I think that particular section sought to manage a situation where indeed individuals go around raising money in the names of organizations, in the names of certain individuals,
claiming pocketed for themselves.
And pocketed it, exactly. Mm. But now, at least it gives some assurance to the donors, most of whom would give their money, really, some of them really altruistically, with the intention of strengthening democracy and a vibrant democracy at that. So at least they are guaranteed that such donations then also be reflected and accounted for. Hence, then, the bill makes the provision. In terms of the monitoring mechanisms, I think those are some of the issues that the commission that is envisaged by the bill would then be able to flesh out in terms of regulation.
Mm-hmm. Kusela, I know that you've got to go. I'm not sure what time it is in Davos at the moment. But I wanted to just quickly ask you about the situation in Zimbabwe. We tried to get some clarity from the Treasury around whether or not we are actually going to help Zimbabwe out. We've got the finance minister saying, yes, we are going to help them out with some shorter money, but we've got his spokesperson saying we don't have the money that they want, that they require. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the president saying that we're going to do everything to lift sanctions so that there's a multi-pronged approach to helping Zimbabwe. What is the official presidential position on whether or not we help Zimbabwe?
Well, Karima, the president's position, firstly, is that stability in Zimbabwe is critical, not only for that country and her people, but also for the region as a whole.
Yes.
So South Africa will always, at all times, stand ready to assist Zimbabwe. But then he's also made a determination, speaking to the fact that the challenges in that country require, all partners, not just South Africa, to work together to seek to assist Zimbabwe, which is why he called upon the international community to relax or, at best, to lift the sanctions against Zimbabwe because they continue to cripple that economy. He has lauded, for example, the strides that have been made, their relatively peaceful elections that were held there, and indeed President Mnangagwa's ambition to turn around the situation in that country. As far as it comes to South Africa putting money or, acceding to the request for loans, he has said that no decision has been taken in that regard yet. But the diplomats, as well as the treasuries and the central banks, are engaging on a continuous basis. But our principle is that we would always seek to help our sister country in any way that we are able to within our own resources and confines.
All right. Thank you very much. Presidential spokesperson there, Kuselo Dika, speaking to us from Switzerland.